远们，大家好。请接受我谦卑的顶拜，一切的荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada。今天我们很荣幸再次邀请到 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj 继续来给我们讲述甜美的 Vrindavan 逍遥。现在我们有请 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj。Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai.
Jai. So, Maharaj, let's continue with the Vrindavan Leela.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Jai. Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Start. Jai Radha Madhava.Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari YashodanandaGajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jai RadhaMadhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara DhariYashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja VihariGopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja VihariGopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Vasari Gaur Bhakta Shri Krishna ChaitanyaPrabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Rama, Radha Shyama Sundara, Radha Shyama Sundara, Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari Rama. Krishna Balaram Yamam, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita, Nitai, Nitai. Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Hari Go Hari Go Hari Go Hari Go Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Madhava ki jai, Shri Nidhai ki jai.
Jai.
Nitananda Tridasi ki jai.
Jai.
Jai Krishna Balaram.
Jai.
Viraj Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Gaur Pramanand ji.
Hari Hari Bo.
Thank you all of you.
谢谢所有的奉献者。
Today is here we are observing Krishna Nityananda Trayodashi, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda.
今天是 Nityananda Trayodasi, 是主 Nityananda 的显现日。
So he's super most merciful Lord.
主 Nityananda 实在是超级的仁慈，不可思议的仁慈。
Although he's Balaram himself.And he came as Nityananda Prabhu.
尽管他其实就是主 Balaram, 而他以主 Nityananda 的身份前来。
And he is the first explanation, Lord Krishna, first Vistar.
他是 Krishna 的 the first expansion of Krishna. Yeah. Krishna 的第一个扩展。
And himself, none different from Krishna, and also he also represented the Guru, and he is the Balaram. And when he came as Nityananda Prabhu, he is completely changed, and he gave the mercy to all fallen conditioned souls.So like Jagai, Madhai, and innumerable conditioned souls who comes in Krishna consciousness, who follows, even if someone can chant Lord Gauranga name, Nityananda Prabhu says, just I will I will purchase. You see, that person can purchase. I will sold. I will sell myself to that person hand if someone can chant the Gauranga names.
主尼提亚南达帕布，其实，跟主其实是没有任何的区别的。然后，主尼提亚南达帕布，它也代表着 Guru， 巴拉拉姆，其实他就是巴拉拉姆本人。他的前来最主要的就是派发这个，不可思议的仁慈给这些堕落的、受条件限制的灵魂。即便是像那样子十恶不赦的这种罪贯满盈的扎盖格马代，也因为他而得到了拯救。那主尼提亚南达帕布他说，对于那些真的在吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，就是发出 Gauranga 的名字的人，我愿意，如果这样的人可以的话，我愿意把我自己卖给这样的人。
So, such a merciful Lord, today is Appearance Day, and all of you may be heard many things from many Vaishnavas speaking, glorifying about Lord Nityananda. So I thought we will little glorify in His mercy today, that He is without His mercy, we cannot attain the Lord's mercy, though, even Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercies.
嗯，你想呢？主你想呢？那他不，他是这么的仁慈的主。也许今天是他的显现日，也许奉献者们都已经听到了很多的，就是灵性导师。奉献者们纷纷都在讲述主尼提亚南达帕布的荣耀，但是我今天一开始我还是要先来稍微讲一下关于主尼提亚南达的荣耀，因为如果没有得到主尼提亚南达的荣耀的话，我们是没有办法得到主柴坦亚马哈帕布的仁慈的。
So everyone seeking the pleasure, always all the living entities, they're seeking the pleasure in this material world.
我们所有的生物体在这个物质的存在中都在寻找着快乐。
This is our nature, seeking the pleasure. Anandamaya Abhyasa, Vedanta Sutra says, We should always stay in Ananda.
那经典中告诉我们，寻找快乐，其实这是我们每一个生物体的本能、本性。我们注定了一定要寻找快乐 ，Ananda.
So his name is Nityananda. Nityananda.Nitya Ananda. Nitya means Ananda means blissful, pleasure. So he always blissful, Nitya Ananda, always in trance.
主尼提亚南达，尼提亚南达帕布，他的是有两个字，他的名字有两个部分所组成的。Nitya 的意思是永恒 ，Ananda 的意思是极乐。所以你讲 Nanda 合起来，它就是永恒的极乐，它永远处在极乐的状态中。
So even someone very degraded, even low kind, low person, low mentalities, if someone can take the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet.He can become first-class person, good person.
因此，无论我们的出生是如何的卑微，如何的堕落，一个人只要能够脱披于主尼提亚南达的莲花足，那么他必然 最终一定能够成为第一流的好人。
So in Narottam Das in prayers, he composed the song, Taiga Parnaham. So if the Kanda Prabhu give the mercy, then we can. Now, Vishya Vasanamura Manukavatu Chavu, then we can give up our material desire, material bad desire. When our mind will clean, you know, can understand the Radha and
Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur, 他做的就是这个祈祷文中，他就讲到一个人，如果能够得到主尼强南达 Prabhu 的庇护，得到他的仁慈的话，他必然能够清除心中所有的污染，而一个清除心中所有的污染的人，他才有办法接近 Radha Krishna。
So we can understand how it is very necessary to gain Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we cannot enter in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service.
所以从这里我们就知道，得到主Nityananda Prabhu 的仁慈是多么多么的关键，多么的重要啊！因为如果没有他的仁慈，我们是没有办法接近，就是 Chaitanya 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 没有办法得到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的庇护仁慈的。
Because Nityananda Prabhu can uproot our material desire, sense gratifications, and that is the material desire, that the vishaya, that is the cause of this material suffering.
因为主 Nityananda Prabhu， 他可以真正的去除，帮助我们去除所有的物质的污染，物质的欲望，这些去除感官享乐的欲望，这对我们来说是非常非常头等重要的事情。因为如果不去除这些东西的话，我们根本没有办法，我们根本就没有办法真的醒过来，没有办法摆脱这种根深蒂固的痛苦。
So let us take all ofWe take shelter in Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet and pray and beg His mercy to have the service. We can do the service in Sankirtan moment, Mahaprabhu Sankirtan moment.
所以我们要紧紧地抓住主尼强南达 Prabhu 的莲花足，我们就是恳求得到他的仁慈，能够就是在这个主柴坦亚马哈 Prabhu 的 Sankirtan 祈受圣女运动中，能够就是做服务，得到服务的机会。
Sometimes it is very difficult to understand Nityananda Prabhu's mood, Nityananda Prabhu activities.
有些时候要去了解主尼强南达 Prabhu 他的心态，他所从事的活动其实是极其不易的。
But if you think deeply and all the lila, all Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat.So we can understand how Nityananda Prabhu is so much merciful, even greater merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Maharaj, you say more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
Or the same. What did you say? The last word, the last sentence.
So much merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because Your words broken.
Oh, I'll stop the video. Oh, Krishna. Hey, wait, oh, Krishna.
Okay.
I have to stop it. Because no. Sometimes it. Okay, it is more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay. 所以 Maharaj 告诉我们，如果我们深深深刻的去思考、去冥想，主尼恰南纳 Prabhu 在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，还有 Chaitanya Bhagavat 中所从事的这些逍遥的话，我们就能够理解主尼恰南纳 Prabhu 他其实比主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 本人更加的仁慈。
So, I don't want to go to because maybe all of you I thought because today is appearance day, so I
yes,
want
yes.
to
it's good Maharaj is good to you know introduce that to devotee that yes. Yeah, it's very important yes
because So without Nityananda Prabhu, we have today we have so many classes. No, I have Nityananda Prabhu.
Woman,
so, please take shelter in Nityananda Lotus feet and beg His mercy, and then we can enter, we can serve Mahaprabhu mission.
所以亲爱的
yes.
亲爱的奉献者们所以今天是主尼恰南达 Prabhu 的显现日，在这一个这么的吉祥的这个日子里，恳请所有的奉献者，就是我们一起来学习，来脱辟于主尼恰南达 Prabhu 的莲花族，我们恳求得到他的仁慈，能够让我们进入主柴坦亚马哈帕布的使命之中，他的运动之中，能够有服务一席服务的机会。
So there is many pastimes. How Nityananda Prabhu so merciful to the living entities, to the ignorant, very arrogant, very sinful people, he also give the mercy to them and make them first class people, first class devotees.
在 Nityananda Prabhu 他所从事的逍遥中记载的很多，就是他给予那些极为堕落的灵魂非常的傲慢自大狂妄的人，依然给予他们仁慈，让这些很低等的状态、邪恶的人都能够转化成为第一流的奉献者。
So he gave the mercy to Jagai Mata, and we know how Jagai Mata was so sinful person.
我们知道主尼恰南达 Prabhu 把仁慈也给了 Jagai 跟 Madai， 我们也都耳闻过 Jagai 跟 Madai 到底有多么的罪恶。
Even Mahaprabhu don't want to forgive them.
Jagai 跟 Madai 的罪恶，连主柴坦亚 Mahaprabhu 都不想原谅他们。
But you know,After he Nityananda Prabhu gave mercy, then after Mahaprabhu gave them forgiveness, so what happened to them? Both of them, they become first class person.
那尽管这样子，罪贯满盈的这个 Jagai 跟 Madai， 他们得到了主Nityananda Prabhu 的仁慈之后，然后就得到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这种原谅。然后他们后来他们的生命的药生转化， 我们都知道是非常不可思议的。
So, they don't know what happened after that, what they did.
大家知道，在经过了这些事情，得到了主尼卡纳达帕布的仁慈，朱沙甘亚玛巴布的宽恕之后，他们发生了什么事？大家是否知道？
So he did in Chaitanya Bhagavata it is mentioned both of brothers they prepare the bathing place in Ganga, the shore of Ganga. So he make the ghat, the bathing place, so people can come, the devotee can come and take the bath in Ganges. So because they are preparing for the devotees, because the devotee will come and their feet, and they, so for their, for devotee, he prepared whole life, both brother, because they consider themselves, we are so sinful, we did so many offense, so many sinful activities. So this way we can facilitate, we can give this service, and whole life, rest of life, they prepare for ghat, for bathing place, to the devotees, for the devotees.
在他们得到了仁慈之后，他们两个竟然就是在这个圣河的旁边，就是人们要进入圣河，他必须要去圣河沐浴的那个地方，他们就在那个地方，就是对所有来到这个圣河要沐浴的人，为他们准备了一个很好的地方，让他们可以在那里，然后顶拜他们所有来到圣地的每一个人。
So same Balram, Nityananda Prabhu came. He is the same Balram.
Nityananda Prabhu 其实就是 Balaram 本人来的。
Brajendra Nandana Jai Sati Sutta Haila Sai Balram Haila Nitai. So Brajendra Nandana.The Nandanandan, Brajendra, who is the Brajendra Nandan, Krishna, he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachisutta. And Balaram, he becomes Nityananda Prabhu. And we come, please come, we'll go to Krishna Leela. So, last time we discussed how Krishna, where we are last time, did you remember?
Last time, Marge, last time you are talking about the Kaliya Leela.
Yes, we have two sessions already we have discussed that.
Yes, yes.
Up to what we discussed, up to what point?
We discussed until, I remember it's 9.The eight sloka.
Just you tell me, I don't know the slokas, but you tell me what is the topic up to what we enter inside the Kaliya lake, no? He jumped.
Yes.
Okay. So Krishna decided that. Okay.The translate, please.
那就是主查坦亚马哈帕布他就是 Krishna 本人来的，而 Nityananda Prabhu 他是巴拉主巴拉让。然后 Maharaj 要接着讲述上一次他讲到的卡利亚，就是他就是 Krishna 他就是进入了这个卡利亚湖的讲到这个地方，Maharaj,
yes,
Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj, you will talk about go on with the story, the Leela first, and reply to Pancha Tadava Prabhu's question later, right?
No, if you want, I can give the answer, or we can. That is a good question, and
okay.
that we'll first to go through the lila, then maybe last we can discuss when to come.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Maybe we can go through the lila little bit to katha.
Yes.
Okay, Krishna's, we know that day Krishna and the Balaram was not with him, and all the cowherd boys and Krishna, they on the cow and calf, they all went. And maybe Krishna knowingly went to that place because all the Brajavasis and all, because all the people, because Kaliya gave so much pain because he, for his poison, he was actually disturbing to the Brajavasis and the environment.
那一天呢，因为 Balaram 不在，那 Krishna 他就跟着这些母牛，还有他的牧牛同朋友们，跟那些小牛们，一道去了这个卡利亚他所在的那个湖那边。那因为这是 Krishna 他一种刻意的一种安排，因为卡利亚蛇，他实在是制造了给 Vajravasi Vrindavan 的居民太大的危险跟痛苦了。 给周遭的环境也制造了非常的不吉祥的这种状态，所以 Krishna 是刻意做这样的安排。他在他的哥哥 Balaram 不在的时候，他自己去了这个 Jamuna 河那边的这个 Kaliya 湖。And
we know how Nandababa and Yashoda Mama they restricted that place to go because he always and Balaram and all the other senior Brajavasi, they don't go to that place because they know this is the very dangerous place.
因为这个地方是一个非常危险的地方，所以 Nanda Maharaj 跟亚舒达妈妈还有这些年长的这些 Vrindavan 的居民们，他们其实都知道这个地方很危险，其实都 劝告，就是居民们劝告，就是他们不要接近那个地方，也不要 Krishna 去那个地方。So
Krishna's mood, Balaram understand, and Balaram was that day he was not with them, and Krishna decided to go to that lake where Kaliya was living.
那 就是在那一天 Balaram 他就是其实 Balaram 是非常了解 Krishna 的心态的。那就在那一天 Krishna 趁 Balaram 不在的时候，他单独去了这个卡利亚湖。So
we know how there are so much the cows and calves and cowherd boys there, and they are feeling very thirsty, and they immediately, because due to their thirsty, they could not tolerate, and they, when they saw the water, they immediately entered that water, that, and they, although they know this is the poison water, but they drank it.
那当时跟着 Krishna 去到这个卡利亚湖的这些母牛啊、小牛，他们当时实在是极度的口渴，所以他们就是 明知道本来知道就是这个湖是有毒的，可是他们还是不顾一切的，就喝下了那里的水，进入那个水中。And
we already discussed this and how he was entered inside, and he all the cowherd boys and the cows and the calf, they immediately, because after drinking water, they immediately unconscious. Then Krishna make them conscious. When we see them, just put his eyes, you know, upon them, and just look them, and they make them alive. This is the Krishna's transcendental vision, transcendental to see.
Glance.
You know? Yes.
那我们上一次也讲到，就是当这些牧牛童、母牛还有小牛，他们喝了这个有毒的卡利亚湖的水之后，他们立刻就失去了知觉。那当 Krishna 看到这个状态的时候， Krishna 用他超然的瞥视看着他们，立刻让他们恢复了生命力。
So, and we know Krishna, how Krishna, they all, then Krishna jumped to, he climbed that tree, the Padma tree, and he jumped to Yamuna. Then he flushed the water and Kaliya understand someone enter inside and he was shocked. Who can enter? Because he knows no one can come because he knows that it's a very dangerous place. And we know how Kaliya attacked Krishna and he bound him in his coils.
那这个就是 Krishna， 他就爬到了那个卡达玛树上，就是准备好，就是要跳进了这个卡利亚湖。那当时呢，就是准备跟，就是准备好要 Krishna 准备好要跟这个卡利亚战斗。那当时就是卡利亚，他也觉得非常的惊讶，怎么会有人敢进入这种充满了大量的这种毒液的这个地方？所有的居民，所有的人生物都非常的害怕这个地方，在这个地方也没有什么生物可以存活，可是竟然就是 Krishna 跳进这个湖里，而且发出了这个巨大的这种声音，所以卡利亚他就知道有人来了，他因此就是非常的愤怒，他立刻就是过来看一看到底是发生了什么事情，有谁来到了他的，闯入了他的湖。
So Krishna was making like he was performing the human activity like human activities behavior. So he according that he remained silent and like because he was clutches was in the coil of Kaliya. Kaliya was completely bound him. So he was thinking, and all the cowherd boys and the cows are like crying all the bridge, because when cow they saw all the cowherd boys, they're unconscious, so they see these things.
那 Krishna 呢，他就好像扮演一个普通的这个血肉之躯的人一样，他就保持着静默，他不做任何的回应，他就任由这个卡利亚的把他就是给缠绕着他，就是卡利亚蛇用他的身体把 Krishna 完全都缠绕起来。那当牧牛童们看到这一幕的时候，他们完全这种悲伤，这种悲痛欲绝让他们整个都昏了过去。然后这些母牛们，就是看到这一切的时候，他们都就是极度的这种惊恐，极度的悲伤。
So, and as soon as it is happened like that, immediately the omens, the fearful omens, when Nanda Yashoda Mama saw this apasankut, in Sanskrit they say, this is the bad, omens, fearful omens.
Yes.
So he, and you know that time, that 5,000 years ago, if something, the boys or the relatives, and if they are difficult, if they are in problem, immediately they are, the father, mother, they immediately can understand something happened. And immediately Nanda Baba, because Nanda Baba, he was thinking, oh, today Balaram was not with Krishna. So maybe something happened. So immediately they left, they come out their house, immediately they run towards Krishna's, to the Jamuna.
那当时在这个状况中，整个 Vrindavan 的地区它都出现了这种三种非常可怕的这种征兆、哦、那在当时的状况中就是立刻就是 Krishna 的爸爸妈妈 Nanda Maharaj 跟 Yashoda 妈妈他们立刻感觉到整个氛围出现的这种可怕的征兆非常的不祥的这种征兆很可怕所以他们立刻就想到说因为今天 Balaram 没有跟 Krishna 在一起 Krishna 肯定是发生了什么可怕的事情了所以他们就立刻飞奔出去寻找 Krishna
So nowadays we have mobile so many things but that they know how they are pure immediately if something happens how they can get the signal no? their mind So this is how they are advanced Now we have so many things, technology, but still we cannot help. But they run and they search how they went, this, because that is many kilometers, many miles from their house to where the Yamuna River, the Kaliyadaha, that lake. But they follow the footsteps, Krishna's cows and cowboys' footsteps, especially Krishna's footsteps. Because Krishna's footsteps are so beautiful and it is marked with Vajra, no, thunderbolt, Ankush, and the flag. So these they saw because they know this is the Krishna's lotus feet. So mark of Krishna's lotus feet.
那当时在Vrindavan 在当时的年代哪有什么现在的科技哪有什么手机所以他们是怎么知道就是到底发生了什么事情的呢他们的这种所谓的这种不祥的这种征兆他们是怎么去感知到的其实是因为当时他们用心意能够去就是媲美现在的这种科技现在的科技也不能够真的做什么可是当时的人的心、哦、是那么的干净他们能够立刻的感知到一些事情的发生所以当时事实上就是 Nanda Maharaj 跟 Yashoda 妈妈他们住的地方离这个 Jamuna 河这边还有一段距离其实还有很多公里远但是他们就是飞奔而去他们就跟循着就是这个跟随着这个 Krishna在这个 Vrindavan 的大地留下的那个脚印那 Krishna 的这个脚印呢是非常非常的美的它有各种的标志、哦、比方说有霹雳旗帜莲花好大麦粒这些感象棒这些那就是 Krishna 的爸爸妈妈就跟着这些 Krishna 的莲花足印上有的标志就一路的就追过去
So because they are searching te anveshanaya anveshamanaya daitam krishna suchitaya padai So it is Sukadeva Goswami says how they are searching and how they go through the lotus feet because they saw the lotus feet of Krishna's and the Acharya gave so many commentaries this verse how the Prithvi Mata in Madhurat when Krishna's lotus feet the mark was there nothing no one can put step on that and it was completely like visible and that the Madhurat was decorating it was just taking this mark on her head, no? On her forehead, the Krishna's, because this is, and this is giving the fearlessness, no, and giving the protection. This Krishna's lotus feet remind us how his devotees, protecting his devotees and protecting all the creatures, and he maintained them.
Krishna的这个足印呢, 它的意义重大的, 所以这个前辈的灵性导师, 也对此有了一些, 评述, 就是说这个, 尽管就是有那么多的牛蹄印啊, 还有牧牛童的足印, 其他的脚印, 也都印在这个大, 文达文的大力上, 可是, 就是偏偏 Krishna的 莲花足印, 它没有被弄, 没有被弄坏, 没有被盖住, 没有被, 甚至于没有被 文达文森林中的这些飞禽走兽给毁掉, 因为事实上 Krishna 的莲花足 是所有的生物体最珍贵的, 因为 Krishna 的莲花足 它代表着就是所有的奉献者, 所有的生物体 脱僻的这个地方, 好, 是, 是所有的生物体都能够在 Krishna的莲花族 找到他们的庇护, 哦, 所以这个意义重大, 嗯, 所以所有的 Vrindavan森林的动物, 所有的人, 他们都不会就是走在 Krishna的足印上, 会小心翼翼地保, 保存好, 嗯,
Sometimes there is very dead grass, there they cannot see the the footprint, but the village people know when the cow and calf and they go over the grass, so they know the disturbance and the grass, the the color. So according, because the people knows, oh, this way, this direction they went, because Krishna or the coward boy, they went early morning. So they knows the this is the symptom, and the according that they find out where he went. So he went that direction, and they saw in distance, as in distance Krishna was in Yamuna, and the Kaliya was bound him, and he was within his coil inside. He saw that.
所以亚瑟达妈妈跟娜达马哈拉吉 他们就是顺着Krishna的这个莲花足印 一路追到了这个 Jamuna河畔的这个Kaliya湖 因为他们是一清早 Krishna是一清早就带着这个母牛小牛犊 牧牛童们 他们就出发来到了这里 而他们的 就是足迹 其实 尽管就是 就是可能经过了 就是这些草地啊什么的, 可是他们都能够就是看到 Krishna的, 就是印在大地上的那个标志, 所以他们都能够, 就是一路都能够找到这个方向, 然后他们匆忙地赶到 Jamuna河畔的时候, 他们从远方看到 Krishna, 他在湖中被这个 Kaliya蛇 盘绕着, 完全没有动静, 他们远远地看到 Krishna.
And when they saw the Yashoda Mama, Nanda Baba was accomplished of all, because they saw all the cows, they are crying and they are looking. So they, when they see that Yashoda Mama completely, she was completely unconscious, and she was trying to enter inside the lake, but all elderly gopis and catch her, caught her and stop her.
当亚瑟达妈妈, 她看到 Krishna 被 卡利亚蛇给缠绕着的内幕的时候, 亚瑟达妈妈, 她真的是哭得悲伤欲绝, 然后她瞬间几乎失去了她的意识知觉, 他当时其实一心只想冲进这个卡利亚湖中, 但是在那个时刻, 年长的牧牛姑娘挡住了亚瑟达妈妈, 不让她进去这个湖。
So this is the mother's love, how they don't care, it's, and they want to enter inside. So Balram was there. So Balram, because Balram went also with them, and Balram stopped them. He said, Balram knows this thing. He knows who is the Krishna and what is the, his power.
那当时这就是亚瑟达妈妈对 Krishna 的爱是如此的深，以至于她完全没有办法忍受 Krishna 受到任何的生命的威胁。所以当时巴拉让也跟着他们一起去，他看到亚瑟达妈妈的这种状况，立刻就阻挡了亚瑟达妈妈，不让他进去救 Krishna。 那因为巴拉让完全完美的知道 Krishna 的力量。 Krishna 的这种实力，所以他完全不担心，他挡住了亚瑟达妈妈。Actually,
Nanda Baba and other cowherd men, they want to enter. They already enter some place, but Balram, Lord Balram, stop them and bring them out. And other people, the Balram put his smile and nice look. So don't worry. Don't worry, just wait.
那当时Nanda爸爸也还有跟那些牧牛郎们，他们其实都已经进入卡利亚湖，都已经一脚都已经跨进去了。可是巴拉让立刻把他们挡住了，让他们出离开这个湖。因为巴拉让完全知道 Krishna 不会有事的，所以不许他们进去，怕他们遇害。那 当时巴拉让一边他还就是用他这种甜美的笑容，就来就是瞥视着这所有的 Vrindavan 居民，来抚慰他们的心。So,
although Yashoda Mama completely, because she was completely unconscious, and the other gopis, those who are young gopi and elderly gopis, they are. Because they are the life and soul Krishna, and they are so much distressed because this is the object of love. If we love somebody, and if they are in that condition, so this is the natural. So they are so much because they saw their life and soul is that condition, so they become completely sad and completely morose.
当时看着 Krishna 被卡利亚蛇给就是捆绑着，那一幕景，亚瑟达妈妈是立刻就昏了过去了。而这些 Vrindavan 的这些年轻的牧牛姑娘们，其实对他们来说 ，Krishna 是他们的生命和灵魂，是他们唯一活下去的这种的目标。而现在在那个时刻，他们看到 Krishna。 处在这种危险的状态，想当然而，他们一定是万分的悲痛，他们就是处在这种极度的这种痛苦的这种状态中。So
he, so Krishna, although he was doing like human lila, so he understand, he know that because he the super soul, everyone's heart. So he understand the deep sorrows, deep pain, they are devotees, especially gopis. So then he immediately he stand up and he just free himself to his the Kaliya's coils, Kaliya's bound.
尽管 Krishna, 他好像是扮演着一个普通 这个血肉之躯，普通人的这种样子，这个举止好像真的被蛇所困住了。但是作为众生的心中的超灵，他完美的了解，就是所有的这些狗库拉这个的居民，所有的人对他的爱，他们对他强烈的爱，让他们现在处在这种就心急如焚，这种。 万分的悲切、悲痛欲绝的状态中，所以 Krishna 实在不忍心看到他们，就是 这种处在这种极度的痛苦，就是因此 Krishna 明白他们的这种处境，他就立刻为了要解救 Vrindavan 的居民的这种极度的痛苦，他立刻起身，就是摆脱了卡利亚蛇的缠绕。
So actually he expanded himself. He was bigger. So Kaliya, when he bounded him, coiling his body was beginning to break, no, beginning to fall in part, no. So he cannot hold because Krishna was become so expanded himself, like become big. So he could not bother it. And he opened his body.
那个 Krishna 呢，为了要摆脱这个卡利亚蛇，他就是不断的扩展他的自己的身体，直到就是卡利亚蛇再也没有办法，没有力量去缠绕住 Krishna， 最后他只好松开他。Yes.
And he was stunned. He was so much angry, and he was looking in red eyes, huge from his nose.And eyes and poison are coming out. And he was thinking, how bite him? How I will kill him?
所以当 Krishna 摆脱了卡利亚蛇的时候，他真的是非常的这种极度的愤怒，怒火万丈的高扬起他的这个众多的这个头棚，他就这个喘着粗气，然后他的鼻孔一直不断的就是喷出这个毒液，然后他的脸上的那个眼睛呢，他的眼睛好，就是整个通红，就像是火炬一样，他就这样子就是狠狠的看着这个 Krishna， 恨不得就把 Krishna 给杀死，就是杀死 Krishna 的这种凶狠的眼睛一直注视着 Krishna。
So he wants to bite Krishna, but Krishna such a way he escaped, he just moving around, so he could not bite it.
Kaliya 想要就是用他的毒牙去咬这个至尊主，想要咬他，但是 Krishna 他就是非常的轻巧灵活的，就像是在玩耍似的，就是当在Kaliya的身上就这样转圈圈，转来转去。
Then he Krishna wants to give him punishment, and immediately he hold his hood, make him down, and immediately jump to top of his hood.
这个时候 Krishna 真的是想要好好的惩罚这个不知天高地厚的卡利亚，因此他就一直不断持续的绕圈，然后之后他就抓住了卡利亚的头，然后狠狠的就是把他的头就是用力的往下踹。 Yes.
So Krishna then started dancing to Kaliya hood.
然后他把卡利亚的头往下就是往下压之后，Krishna 就开始在卡利亚的舌头上开始就是翩翩起舞。
Kaliya has a thousand heads.
卡利亚他的舌头他有数千个头。
And he want try to bite Krishna's leg, no? And which when he wants to one head he wants to raise and wants to bite Krishna.Put his feet that head down, so that head become down. So this way he put his feet each and every head, thousand head.
所以卡利亚有这种这么多的千百个头舌头，然后每次 Krishna 把他的头往下压，往下踩的时候撞击猛踩他的头，然后卡利亚他就是非常顽固的就再把其中的头再举起来想要再咬 Krishna， 结果 Krishna 就更加的就是严酷的惩罚，就是这个卡利亚，只要他任何一个头抬起来， Krishna 就立刻就是重重的这个踩压他那个顽固的头。
Actually, in the outside it looks like it. Inside it is like it is going fighting is going on. But outside Krishna, you see how Krishna's lila is so sweet. And if you someone can see how Krishna dancing, and it is actually the fighting was going on. But Kali wants to kill Krishna, no, wants to eat, bite. But Krishna, he was such a way. He was like the outside it looks like.Was dancing very fast. Was dancing.
所以这个是就是有两种的状态，就是一种是 Krishna 其实当时是猛烈的在跟卡利亚作战，非常激烈，就是他一直在采集这个卡利亚这个顽固的这个骄傲的这个头，一直在猛踩他。好，这看起来是在战斗，可是从外在看起来。事实上 Krishna 好像是在演出一场极为非凡优美的这个舞蹈，他非常快速的灵巧的敏捷的在那边舞蹈着，所以对于就是在外面观赏的人来看，哇，这真是一出太美好的甜美的这个逍遥时光了，就看起来就是那么的甜美，那么的优雅，可是事实上对卡利亚来讲，Krishna 是激烈的在跟他作战。
So and Krishna is such a way he did, and we know how the surface was not good, and still because he is the Akhila Guru, he is the Nata Bapu, he is the husband of all the dance, no? So he such a way he dance.It looks like dance, but he was actually giving the punishment. Like simultaneously, he was giving the punishment because each and every.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Here.
Maharaj, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. You can hear.
But you suddenly you know you lost your
Hare Krishna,
voice broken. Yeah, now it's, yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, Krishna. Yes,
所以yeah, it's okay now. 所以事实上 ，Krishna 根本就是很严厉的在惩罚卡利亚，剧烈的在攻击，就是给他抨击。但是。Krishna 作为一切的优美的艺术的始祖，啊，所有的舞蹈的这个源头，这 Krishna 正在展开他这种一派这种优美的这个进行他优美的舞蹈的逍遥，所以就是给他的奉献者们看到的时候，其实是那么的优美，啊，那么令人就是心驰神往。可是对卡利亚来讲，他却是致命的一击。
So he, Krishna, each and every head, he such a way he beat him, and outside he saw, and even devata, all the demigods, they join, they came their instruments. Say, oh, Krishna is dancing so nicely, and.So they participate. They someone playing mridang, someone playing harmonium, someone playing kartal. So they was actually taking the pleasure. Krishna make them pleasure. All the demigods. So all so it was so pleasurable. Although simultaneously Kaliya was feeling so much pain.But outside he was Krishna such a way he did all that they cannot they thought, oh, it is good, it's because small boy was dancing with a head and a big serpent, and this is small boy, and nothing will happen to that serpent. But and we can see how Kaliya was vomiting the blood.
所以当时卡利亚呢被克什那修理得很凄惨，然后他可以想象他当时正在口吐鲜血，哈，然后但是从外面看到的却完全是另外一回事。从外面看到的是一个小男孩，一个这么美丽的、可爱的小男孩克什那，正在翩翩起舞，就在这个一头在这个蛇的众多的蛇头上一直翩翩起舞，然后而且伴随着这些所谓的这些半神人们这些歌仙、神秘仙、音乐仙这些所有的这个天堂星球的这些居民们，他们竟然是在喜气洋洋的、兴高采烈的，就是敲响着 Mridanga 鼓，弹奏着 harmonium，然后敲着铙把，在帮 Krishna 的舞蹈给为他伴奏，还献上祈祷文，献上歌曲，就像我们在 Kirtan 一样，然后来伴随着 Krishna 的舞蹈，然后还撒下的这些鲜花，所以这一片喜气洋洋的这种。这种美好的，而且充满了艺术的这种氛围，是那么的美好、甜美，但是卡利亚却当时却承受着巨大的这个痛苦，口吐鲜血。
So how they also all the demigods they sour, they are putting the flower to the
所以当时半神人看到这一幕，他们就是撒下了鲜花来庆祝这个美好的这个景象。
So when this thing happened and Kaliya was so much pain and all his mouth was like mouth and nose, all blood are coming out. So he was so much pain.
所以卡利亚因为克什纳的这个。这么有力量的这个莲花族踩在他的头上，所以他不但是他的口吐鲜血，他的就是鼻孔，他的口，各个感官都吐出了他的毒，然后最后吐出的血，他
So,
感到巨大的这种痛苦，
so he realized, and because he has that proud, oh, I am such a powerful person, I can do anything, I can. So that power he has, he understand. In front of this small boy, he was thinking, I was big. No one can do anything. I have 1,000 head. I have big, so I can defeat. But when he realized this person is not ordinary and he cannot bear the weight he put in his head.
所以卡利亚本来是非常的骄傲的，他目中无人，不可一世。他觉得他有这么多个头，这么有力量，他无所不能。他根本就不把 Krishna 看在眼里，他觉得 Krishna 只不过是个小小男孩。可是这个时候，他竟然没有办法承受 Krishna。他把他的莲花足踩在他的头上，他竟然无法承受一个小男孩的重量，所以这是不可思议的。
He was in his mind, he was surrendered to the Lord.
所以这个时候，Krishna 的这种无限的重量，使得卡利亚不得不臣服于他。他这个时候，他知道他自己确实无能为力的。他最后，他臣服于 Krishna。
And the wife of Kaliya, and they understood that Nagapatni. So they came, they understand how Lord was putting his weight, because he is the Brahmandapati, he is Garbha Jagato, all the Brahmandas, all the universe in his belly, in his abdomen, you know. So how much he was weight, how much he was so heavy. So how our this our husband can, how he can tolerate, how can he bear that weight, so they can understand that.
那这个卡利亚的妻子 Nagapatni 她看到这种情况，那她知道他们知道用整个腹部 Krishna 的腹部，它等于承载着整个宇宙， Krishna 的腹部承载着整个宇宙，我们就可以想象 Krishna 它有多么重了。所以 Krishna 的莲花足踩在卡利亚的身上，他知道卡利亚已经确实已经完全使不出任何的力气了。于是在这个时候，卡利亚的妻子他们就来到了 Krishna 的面前。
So Kaliya, so Kaliya's wife, because they are the devotee of Lord, and they understand the mind of Kaliya, because they thought, because the husband was not accepting, not surrendering to the Krishna. So now they understand, and the husband also he also surrendered to the Lord. So then the Kaliya's patnis, Naga patni, they all came to in front of the Lord, and he falling down in front and pay their obeisances and started a prayer.
所以这个卡利亚的妻子啊 Nagapatni 他们其实是 Krishna 主的奉献者，所以他们心知肚明卡利亚他的这种邪恶的行为，他的品质，他们都很清楚，卡利亚是完全不臣服于 Krishna 的。那但是在这个时刻，由于就是卡利亚被 Krishna 真的修理的极度的就是虚弱，已经不得不臣服的时候，他们也真的看到了卡利亚他的这种内心的这种臣服跟转化，他们已经看到了，所以他们就是这个卡利亚的妻子就来到了Krishna 的面前，向 Krishna 祈求 Krishna 就是能够就是原谅他的这个现在正在受苦的痛苦万分的这个丈夫卡利亚。
So in the song by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned that Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentioned many places how the Bhakti te jahar jaya jaya Nagapatni Nagakanyagar Jagyampatni Nagakanyagar Bhakti te jahara paila Govinda charan. The Jagyampatni, the Brahman's wife, and the Nagakanya, the Naga's daughters, how they get, because they are devotional, by the devotional service, so they got the Krishna's lotus feet.
所以 Maharaj, you say Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami talk about Kaliya's wife and Brahmana's wife. How do they take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet by their devotional service?
Yes, and they attend that.
Okay. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 呢他就有讲到就是这个卡利亚舍的妻子还有这个Brahmana 的妻子们，他们是如何是如此虔诚的奉献者，他们借由他们这么纯粹的奉爱服务，他们真打了 Krishna 的莲花足。
So that is the famous song, Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madanvan, that song it is mentioned.
那就是在Maharaj 刚刚读的那首祈祷文的这种其中有提到了这段话。
So although Kaliya was and here we can discuss how the Nagapatni, the Nagakanya, the Nagapatni, how they glorify him to the Lord. Oh Lord, you giving this punishment because you descend in this material world to give the punishment to those who are envious and those who are cruel. And for them, you came to give them punishment. Even someone, your enemy, but you always, even your son, you give always, you are equal to everyone.
所以这个卡利亚蛇的妻子, Nagapatni, 就开始献上了这个祈祷文。 这段祈祷文是这样的。 卡利亚舍的妻子们说，给予这罪人的惩罚无疑恰到好处。毕竟您化身降临在这个世界上，就是为了去降服这些嫉妒的心怀恶意的残酷之人，而您是如此的公正、平等地看待您的敌人和您自己的孩子，因此。 当您惩罚一个生物体时，你知道这最终是为了他好。
So they are just making their prayers. How anugraho ayam bhavato krutahino dando asatamte khalukalmasapaham. This is the 34 verse. You can read. Yanda yadrunda sukat mamusya dehina pradhava pite anugraha evam shammata. So you are actually whatever you did, that is actually your anugraha, that is your mercy.
那就是卡利亚什的妻子继续祈祷着，她说。 他们对Krishna说， 您在此所做的一切， 其实是展现对我们的仁慈。
So, because you're merciful, because you are giving the punishment, that is the punishment was the mercy.
然后他说， Krishna 对这个卡利亚舍 所给予的这种惩罚， 其实正是他的仁慈的展示。
So this way, he will become clean.
因为这样的惩罚可以让这个卡利亚能够净化他的这种污染，净化他的这种所有的那个内在的这些邪恶的品质。
So, because you are so angry to the Kaliya, that is good because you are giving the punishment to them. That is with the wife of Kaliya, they are saying you are right because this way you can correct the envious and the cruel people, the cruel envious like Kaliyas, like our husband. So this is the good for those who are like that. So this is good.
所以卡利亚的妻子继续说，就说您的展现的这个对卡利亚的这个愤怒是非常好的，非常对的，因为就是因为这样的愤怒，你透过这个愤怒来就是严惩这个卡利亚，来清除他所有的污染，来纠正他所有的就是不利的那些品质，这些嫉妒，这些愤怒。 因此，这正是您给予的仁慈。如果没有这样的愤怒，没有展现这样的惩罚，就是没有办法纠正，就是我们的丈夫卡利亚的这些所有的这些恶劣的这种品质，没有办法净化它。So
actually, those who are sober person, if they will get the punishment by the Lord. And by the different sources. So they understood, oh, this is actually, this is good for us, good for me. And if those who are actually envious to the Lord and they cannot understand, they thought and they cannot recommend, they cannot understand because they are more envious to the Lord. When they will get the punishment, sometimes we see the people, those who are not Krishna consciousness. And those who are in Krishna consciousness, they will get the pain. Sometimes because they don't know, they cannot understand Krishna's fully Krishna. So that's why sometimes they chastise, they sometimes say, oh, this is not good. So they cannot appreciate to the Lord.
一个清醒的内心清醒智智的人，他能够在极度的痛苦中，他能够明白，其实这是主的仁慈的安排。有些时候，他在遇到了各种的考验跟痛苦的时候，甚至于是看起来像是被惩罚的这种状态，他都能够知道这里有 Krishna 要传递给他的功课。Krishna 透过这些困难、这些痛苦，向他展现，就是怎么做，应该要怎么样才是对的，怎么样是不对的，让他能够得以被净化，能够就是做出就是适当的调整。可是对于那些没有 Krishna 意识知觉的人，充满了嫉妒的人，当他们在受到这种惩罚的时候，他们会变得更加的愤怒，更加的嫉妒，他们没有办法去辨识出所谓的这种隐藏的仁慈，他们没有办法心怀感恩的接受到来的一切。
So this is actually so we can discuss a little bit of Pranchadatta Prabhu's question because this is the good point.
How
The cruel, the envious, because the Kaliya is the personification by envy, you know, here the Kalu, Kalunigrahaya, because here it is, because you came, Kalunigraha, Kala means envious, and the Nagapatani, he was saying in, like direct in front of, because he is the Kala, our husband is the Kala, he was very envious, so not you, to everyone. Whoever comes in the Jamuna water, he kill them. He bite them. So this is the this is not because this is the representative of envious people, Kaliya. If someone, so what is the Panchatattva Prabhu's question?
OK. Maharaj 刚才所说到的这个卡利亚蛇，它代表着嫉妒。好，它的这个蛇，这个生物体，它代表着嫉妒。它不是只有对 Krishna 嫉妒，它对所有的生物体都很嫉妒，所以它容不下所有的任何的其他的生物体来到它的湖这边，它排斥所有的其他的生物体，所以这是极度的嫉妒的表现。那上一回Pancha Tadava Prabhu有一个问题要问 Maharaj， 他说顶拜 Maharaj 和所有的奉献者面对卡利亚蛇的邪恶， Garuda 可以发起进攻，同样的，如果我们面对像卡利亚蛇一样的这种邪恶的人，奉献者应该如何采取措施呢？ OK Maharaj， Pancha Tadava Prabhu's question is when we are faced with the demoniac quality of with the demoniac quality of Kaliya, Garuda could attack Kaliya. Maharaj, do you understand? Hare Krishna?
Yes,
I say again, Garuda can attack Kaliya, due to Kaliya's evil demoniac quality. Yeah, Garuda can attack Kaliya, but what about devotees? How can devotee deal with some evil people like Kadiya? What should devotee do to deal with such demoniac people like Kadiya?
Yes, actually, those who are demonic people, and actually Krishna arranges their punishment, because Krishna comes to this material world, and but it is representative of this is the Kaliya is the representative of the envy. So actually the lesson is we should not become envy. This is the lesson. And because the question is how we, because Garuda can attack to the demonic people. Yes, Garuda can attack, but Krishna here is giving the example and giving the lesson to us. Sometime Garuda cannot attack, because Garuda cannot attack Kaliya, because Kaliya was taking shelter in Yamuna.
Mm.
In material world, sometimes we cannot attack many people like demonic people, because they are in a big position and they are the under shelter of a big power. Because Kaliya, like Garuda could not reach Yamuna, because he was under shelter of that Yamuna, because Garuda cannot enter.
Yes, yes. Okay, understand. 马尔就说，就是，在这个世界上有很多的邪恶的恶魔品质的人， Krishna 自会有他的安排来处罚这样的人。那 Krishna 他也会来到这个世界来做一些安排，或者是做其他的一种安排。那卡利亚呢，它代表着嫉妒。卡利亚蛇正是代表着这种低等的这种嫉妒的这种品质。那我们知道，就是当时卡利亚他躲到了这个卡利亚湖，就是因此Garuda 虽然可以去攻击这个卡利亚，可是事实上当卡利亚脱僻于这个湖的时候， Garuda 也没有办法来到这个湖来攻击，就是卡利亚。同样的，在这个世界上也有很多像卡利亚一样邪恶嫉妒的人，他们因为在这个物质世界有权有势，所以他们也有那种，他们也有一些力量，有一些权势可以脱僻，以至于我们不总是能够立刻可以有办法可以对付他们。
So, actually, there is many people, many in this world, they are taking shelter of demonic power. So Krishna, we no need to attack them, because Krishna comes and Krishna give the arrangement. If he can send the Garudas or other, if no one can come, but Krishna can come and he can clean like demonic, like Kaliya, the envious people like Kaliyas.
那这个世界上这些邪恶的嫉妒的人，他们在这个物质世界，他们可以脱避一些很邪恶的恶魔的那种力量，这种就是恶势力就对了，他们可以脱避一些恶势力。所以可能表面上我们可能也动不了他们，有些时候不是用我们自己的力量就可以把他们解决掉的，但是就像 Krishna 有些时候就会做一些特殊的安排，他也会派 Garuda 来，或者是说他自己亲自前来，或者是做一些安排。 Krishna 总是有他的就是完美的这种安排，他可以去做一些 就是我们人力所不能及的。
Actually, to demonic people and Krishna's arrange other demonic people, they can easily they can finish because this is the arrangement of the nature, Krishna according Krishna's plan. But the Kaliya case, Kaliya was like devotee. Kaliya was like staying in Vrindavan. He was staying in Brajabraj and drinking Jamuna water. And also was so much bad and so much envious. So that is the lesson. Even we are the form of a devotee, we are doing everything, but we cannot give up our envy. So this is the lesson for us. If we cannot give, then we have to leave the place. Krishna, you will see how Krishna sent them. He said, clear this place. I don't want to stay here because you are staying in Vrindavan. You are like sometime we have become devotee, but we do say we are the mentality like Kaliya mentalities. So we have to stop this. And if you cannot stop, say, Krishna will send you in their specific ocean in Ramandip in Fiji Island. Understand?
Yes, yes. 所以事实上。这些所有的这些恶势力对 Krishna 来讲，要摧毁这些邪恶的人，实在是太不费吹灰之力了。对 Krishna 这根本就不算什么。但是我们了解卡利亚的这个逍遥时光，它给我们一课非常重要的教训，就是我们要了解，就是卡利亚它代表着这种邪恶的这种嫉妒的这种品质，而事实上。这种东西特别是指的是我们就是内在的这种障碍，那我们奉献者也是一样的啊。我们奉献者有些时候我们表面上是奉献者，可是如果我们的内心有那些非常的就是不洁的这种品质一直依然都潜在我们的心中的时候啊，到最后会发生什么结果呢？如果我们没有真诚的心去帮助自己净化掉这些邪恶的品质的话，那么最后就像卡利亚他带着他的这种内在的这种罪恶的品质待在这个 Vrindavan 这个地方，他甚至于去喝转木纳的水，所以事实上根本就是容不下这种状况的。而因此最后当卡利亚就是 Krishna 最后不是让卡利亚离开那个地方吗？他要卡利亚离开那个地方，所以我们就知道这对我们每个人来说都是一个非常重要的一课，我们必须要净化掉我们内在的那些不洁的那种品质，否则的话我们 表里不一的这种状态是没有办法就是继续在这种神圣的氛围中继续下去的。
Did you get the point?
Yes.
Because his question was if Kaliya like people, person, so how you can deal them? That is the question, no?
Yes, yes.
Actually, devotee knows how to deal to everybody because Krishna gives the intelligence. This is the, like, from time immemorial. From time immemorial, there is devotee, there is the demon.So the devotee knows how to deal with them and Krishna gives the intelligence. But the form of devotees and the Kaliya remain inside our heart, you know. So that should be out.
那从不可追忆的时候开始就一直有奉献者跟恶魔同时存在的状态。那其实 Krishna 会给予奉献者足够的智力能够去知道要怎么去面对恶魔的时候应该要怎么去面对，怎么去采取什么样的应对的措施， Krishna 会给奉献者这个智慧。但是今天这个卡利亚这一课特别教导我们是卡利亚根本也存在于奉献者的内心，奉献者的内心有那些不洁净的东西的时候，其实卡利亚就住在我们的心中。所以事实上我们要了解 其实敌人是在里面，不是在外面。
So is it okay?
这样子可以吗？不知道潘叉他的马法布是不是也在？有在是不是？看一下。OK, Maharaj, Panja Tadavabu say OK, thank you, Maharaj.
So the material world actually, the demon is everywhere, no? This is the self. The devotee knows how to deal with them. This is Krishna because Krishna only gives the intelligence. But those who are actually, like Kaliya case, Kaliya was inside Vrindavan. And he was, that is the different case, no? It's the more dangerous. Those who are the form of a devotee and they are like demon.
Yes. So, Maharaj 就在说了，事实上，到处都有恶魔的，所以 Krishna 会帮助奉献者给我们智慧，来知道怎么去对付这些恶魔。但是，我们知道卡利亚是住在文达本，意思就是像，卡利亚也在奉献者的心中，奉献者心中的不洁，就是还没有去除的这个污染，就像是卡利亚住在我们的心中一样。那就是那还有我们可以了解，就是说。有些奉献者，从另外一个角度来看，有些奉献者，他们心中住着卡利亚，这样的奉献者是伪装的奉献者，是更加危险的。比表面上表现出恶魔的状态的人更加可怕，也就是伪装的奉献者更加可怕，比恶魔更加可怕。
Anybody have any question or any whatever you they we learn somebody have comments something
有没有奉献者有问题可以提出来，或者是有人要分享大家在今天所学到的这种体悟也可以提出来的，可以打开你们的麦克风，或者是要用写的。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，有没有问题或者评论，或者是你们的感悟？Maharaj 今天其实有非常多的讲课，所以我们真的很感谢 Maharaj 在这么多的活动，这么多的讲课，他还能给我们有问题。好。Lila Kishore Mataji 他说有问题，就是还没有打出来嘛，哈。好，那我们先回答 Pancha Tathagatapu 的问题。Maharaj Pancha Tathagatapu Prabhu asked the question about how to purify, to get rid of the quality of envy.
So we discussed that, that time we discussed no, envy, when we discussed about that topic we did previously. No? So how you have to give up this envy? Because...
Yeah.But his that question is how to get rid of it.
How to get rid of, like, and you have to do, that is the opposite word, envy is the opposite word to plea, the praising the devotee, just. Praise the devotees. Because envy, because we are thinking, because envy is, when you see other things, other good things, we become, our heart become burn, our heart become dead. So when you see things, we just positively, okay, it's good, he's doing. So when we see the others good things, so we can happy. So that is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says how to utilize this technique. When we see others good things, when we become hesitate, we become envy, it means there is something in our heart is not clean. So we have to correct it. You have to slowly put your mind, make your mind, okay, this is not good, because you have to learn this, because when we envy us, we ourselves burn ourselves. Immediately you have to think, because we envy means we are putting our heart beat high.
Our heartbeat
become go high, no? High temp, no? Understand?
Become heightened.
No, actually when we see others good things, our heart become burning, no? Our heartbeat become high, become, no? Heartbeat.
Because we are
envious. And that is not good for us, because our heart, our health, it is not good, because our heartbeat is going high. It is not good for us, because we are thinking, we are looking others good, and instead of, because we are putting ourselves in bad. Our health will become bad, because we are putting bad. Because when we see the, when envy comes in our mind, affect our heart.
Yes. 马拉 就说 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的祈祷文有讲到，就是我们当我们看到别人的好处的时候，别人的那种成就，别人的好的时候，我们的心中却升起了这种嫉妒的时候，就是表示我们的心其实是不干净的。只有在我们的心不干净的时候，我们才会见不得别人的好。所以 Maharaj 说，就是这种见不得别人好的时候，其实就是这种嫉妒升起的时候，其实当下我们就在灼烧我们自己。当我们嫉妒心，那种妒火攻心的时候非常可怕，我们的心跳也会很猛烈，就是灼烧着我们的这种状态。所以这不但对我们的灵修不好，对我们的健康也不好。所以我们应该要反其道而行，就逆向操作，我们不要去就是嫉妒跟攻击，我们反而看到，去看奉献者，看别人的好处，别人的闪光点。当我们看到这个优点的时候，我们去赞美它，我们学习去欣赏它。所以当我们学习去赞美奉献者，对我们会有很大的帮助。我们就是谦卑的，诚恳的，学习谦卑的去赞美奉献者的优良品质，而不是去妒恨他的优良品质，妒恨别人的成功。这样子我们会帮助自己。Maharaj, more and more questions coming up.
Oh, Krishna, maybe you keep it next time we'll do.
So you want to listen to the question first?
Yeah, next time we'll listen first question, because today I have also evening class, no?
I see. 很抱歉 ，Maharaj 说他的时间，他还有晚课，就是庙里还有晚课要说。但是真的很感谢奉献者们，你们提出的这些很棒的问题，其实这对我们每个人来讲都是很重要的问题。所以请求 所有的这些发出问题的奉献者，你们下一次一定要来听 Maharaj 来回答你们的问题。那这个 Raja， 这个 Madhaji 他说的是如何知道自己心中藏着卡利亚的品质，如何清除？好，这是一个问题。然后第二个是当 Jihan Maharaj 总觉得自己不能控制自己的惰性，不能总是想着服务，但又特别想去除物质的痛苦，该怎么做？还有 Lila Kishore Mataji 的问题，感恩 Maharaj 的讲课 Hare Krishna， 我们该如何分辨奉献者身上的恶魔品质呢？如果看到有的奉献者有这种恶魔的品质，我们该怎么做才能既保护好自己又不至于造成冒犯呢？这是一个很重要的问题。 Maharaj， So I will translate for you later, okay? Or you want me to translate now?
Maybe later we can do.
Later, okay, okay. 所以很抱歉 ，Maharaj， 他要我慢一点再翻译给他。他现在真的必须要去庙里上课了。那，很感谢所有奉献者今天的参与。你们的问题是很珍贵的，我会把它记录下来，翻译给 Maharaj 听。那我们下周四来给大家，一开始就先回答大家这些问题。好。很抱歉，今天没有办法立刻回答你们。Hare Krishna, Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you all the devotees. Please.
很感谢所有的奉献者今天的参与，很感谢。
I was so glad you all are listening and please take your time and because this is the Today is the Lord Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. Please take shelter and pray to him so he can, if we get his mercy, then we can do in better way, we can serve better way. Hare Krishna.
所以真的很感谢所有的奉献者今天特别抽空来聆听今天的讲课。今天是主尼田兰达帕布的显现日，那我请求所有的奉献者一定要记得务必跟主尼田兰达帕布祈祷，能够得到他的仁慈，如此我们才能够就是完善我们自己的这种服务，得到主查坦亚马哈帕布的仁慈。Hare Krishna， 感谢所有的奉献者的参与。Hare Krishna。